Well, it's 1:37 in the morning here, and I've just finished having a game with some friends online, and that was fun. And I've spent the last half an hour or so with Poppy in the kitchen. She's not allowed to do a lot really now for the next 10 days after her being spayed, and I do feel sorry for her. She's such an active little puppy, and she's just not herself. Obviously, she's had the operation today, but the most amazing thing is her resilience, because she's just been in the kitchen with me, and I've put a load of special post-operative food in the bowl, thinking she wouldn't eat any of it, and pretty much in the course of the last half an hour, she'd ate half of it earlier on and left it down rather than doing what I usually do and lifting it up, and she's just finished it off, and then she needed to go to the toilet. And so she went to the back door like she always does, and she put her paw on the back door like she always does, and I lifted her up, which is not what normally happens. She normally just jumps out full of beans. Obviously, she shouldn't be jumping anywhere because of her surgery. So I lifted her onto the floor, she went to the toilet, and then before I could even get in front of her to stop her jumping back in, she just jumped back in and then wandered around the kitchen a few laps, and then went... and then went back to bed and picked up a chew and started chewing. And I just thought, if that was me, you know, or a human, and we'd had our ovaries, and well, it wouldn't be me in this case, but you know, bear with me. If you'd had your ovaries and your uterus removed, I just can't see you being up and about pottering, jumping down the step into the up the step from the garden, and pottering around with your tail wagging. It's just amazing. And shows that everyone was right when they said to me, stop worrying about getting a spade. They find it no problem whatsoever, and it doesn't change them, and it doesn't stop them growing properly and all the rest of it. So I'm really chuffed about that. She seems like she's coming through it fine. We've taken the little bandage off her leg from where the catheter was, and she's just now got this wound on her belly, which she... hopefully won't be licking, and if she does start to lick it, we'll put the Elizabethan collar thing we've been given to stop her getting to it, but I think she's going to be alright. I'm wide awake. I'm going to do a shift, I think, tonight, because of last night working on various things, on audio booth in particular, and not sleeping because of worrying about Poppy, and basically reaching a stage in a familiar cycle, really, which I know is going to end in tears, so to speak, but it's a stage where I'm super mentally able to concentrate, or mentally tuned or whatever, and I can get things done and I can learn and all the rest of it, and I've got late night calm, that old familiar favourite of mine, which is just, you know, things have been a bit hectic with Poppy having the operation and stuff, and I'm chuffed because I've never coped with it or been like I have been 4 months ago. I've been absolutely fine, really. I know it's not me having the operation, but you know, pathetic. Well, not pathetic, but you know what I mean. So yeah, that's all good. And I'm about to now, for my first time ever, start to have a look at this WordPress installation I've put on my server, because I'm going to do a blog. It just seemed like I should, because I read other people's a lot on, now I've gotten to Twitter a lot more than I ever used to, and I find them really interesting, and I might have the odd interesting thing to say myself, I don't know. We'll see. But if nothing else, I want somewhere that's, you know, my little home on the internet. I've run game communities, I've run all sorts of sites, but nothing that's just mine, and I think I'm going to make a section that my wife can use to, a section that my puppy can put, we can put my puppy's photographs on, and, you know, it'll be the sort of blog that family can keep up with you on, but also I'm going to write some articles about, well, definitely about mental health and mental health issues, not specifically related to mine at the moment, but just observations along the way. And geeky stuff and music, I suppose, making music more than you know, talking about popular music. So that's about it from me. Just.